433-3121 is the number. This is Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
Your question today is, what causes inflation and what cures it?
Yeah.
I think the first thing you have to do to answer that question is define what inflation is.
Okay, it's a lot of dollars chasing few goods.
In essence, yes. But what most of your callers today seem to have confused it with is a rise in prices, which is a different thing altogether. It is true that inflation is a lot of dollars chasing a few goods. So obviously what you're saying is that inflation is caused by increasing the money supply. Isn't that right?
Well, I don't know whether that's the only thing that causes inflation. It may be one of the major factors, but I think there are other things, don't you? Such as imported inflation, what is called cost push.
That's true. Imported inflation is created by the same factor. When we import goods or export goods to countries that also practice inflationary policies, we're going to import their inflation. If the United States, for example, is increasing their money supply, anything that we've trade with, then we're going to be importing that same essence of inflation that they're imposing upon their economy, just as the Canadian government is doing to us.
Mm-hmm.
Last week alone, I was listening to CFPL, you know, Mr. Taffler of the...
Financial Times, right, yeah. Money Matters is the show, yeah.
Yeah. Last week, he said that the Canadian government, to the dismay of all investors and businessmen, increased the money supply last week alone by $3 billion.
How did they do that? Because a lot of us don't know what that term means, money supply. Like we're...
Very simple.
We're buying groceries and we're buying clothes and...
Okay, they crank it out on a printing press. There are $3 billion more printed dollar bills in the economy than there were the week before.
Mm-hmm.
What that does to everybody's money. Now, people say that profit is a motive. The profit motive causes inflation. That's not true at all.
It's not.
Well, not at all. Profit, if anything, keeps prices down, particularly in a competitive atmosphere.
Does it do it with the oil companies?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
If the oil companies were allowed to more freely operate. The problem with the oil companies as it exists right now, it is not profitable for them to drill for oil. Hence, their profits go to other investments. Their profits go south, they go into diversified industries, because it's no longer profitable for them to stay in the oil industry.
Well, why are we reading of such enormous profits on the part of some of these oil companies? Record-breaking profits.
Well, because they are making these profits. What they are trying to do, first of all, the first 10% of the profit is of no value at all. That's breaking even with the rate of inflation, or I guess it's 12% now. So that means in terms of actual value received, the first 12% of profit is no profit at all in terms of value, though on paper it looks great.
Well, I think you're taking a myopic view, though, there. I don't think you're taking into account the entire thing, such as the book value of the oil companies and the potential value of certain reserves or unexplored fields.
Well, potential value is just that. It's not really any value at all.
If you've got a well that's being drilled in Alberta and you suddenly stop and say, well, we might as well hang on because the price is going to go up, you've got an asset, as if you're an oil company, okay? Yeah. Albeit an unrealized asset.
That's right.
Okay.
But what we have to realize is what is causing the price to go up in oil. There's two factors there. The first factor is inflation, okay? We can't ignore that. That factor is built into the price of everything. It's even built in to the price of things that are dropping in price, as far as that goes. Where I would refer to example for the electronics industry. The electronics industry is one of the most profitable businesses that is going right now. Yet every year the price of electronic calculators, videotape recorders, cassette players, etc. seems to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of these products go up because these industries are still not as regulated as many others. They are allowed to pursue their profit motive and they compete like crazy. So instead of seeing prices go down in that field, we see prices either stay steady or drop, despite the inflation rate. That's a 10 or 12% inflation rate built into those as well. So why is it there? That would totally discount the idea that the profit motivation can cause inflation.
Well, I don't know whether, I know what you're getting at. I don't know whether we've seen the end of it, as it were, in the electronics industry. It's still a rather infantile industry, if you know what I mean. Down the road in 10 years, when some of these companies begin to get acquisition-minded and buy up the smaller outlets, maybe we'll come to a situation that we have with the oil companies today where you have the Seven Sisters or whatever running the whole world, as far as oil is concerned. You follow what I'm getting at?
Not precisely.
No.
When you say that the big companies are going to buy out the small companies.
Well, maybe they haven't reached that level of being, you know what acquisition is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if Radio Shack or whatever says, well, gee, it's time to buy out some of these smaller companies here because we've got a lot of monies here that we can use to buy shares in other companies, and they start to buy them out, well, then maybe you won't see the same type of lowering of prices that you're talking about.
That may be, but what happens is, as long as there's no one there to restrict the field of competition, there's really no cause for concern. As far as the large companies buying out smaller companies, that's a prerogative of the smaller company, really. Smaller companies get bought out by large companies because it puts them in an advantageous position in an economy where they cannot compete effectively because of inflation rates.
But sooner or later, you might have just two or three or four companies controlling, let's say, the electronics industry.
Sure, that's a result of inflation, not a cause of it.
I don't think it has anything to do with inflation, but that's another story.
Not much. I'm involved in an industry myself, the real estate industry, where this is precisely what's going on. Smaller companies are being bought out by larger ones because they can no longer compete in the economy as it exists. They cannot deal with a 12% inflation rate. They need that back.
Yeah, they're in the credit crunch, right?
They're in the credit crunch, that's right. And the big companies are in the credit crunch, too. But
yeah, but they have more operating capital to survive it, right?
That's right.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, Bob. Thank you for your call. 433-31...